the name of love for your Saskatchewan Roughriders, where, with pride, you're green and white. Yeah, the premier announcing this Green and White Day in Saskatchewan, and the West Final is on tomorrow. And man, the excitement is in the air, even for the players. Keon Schaefer-Baker can't wait.
It's going to be electric, thriller, show-stopping. You know, people pay a lot of money to come fill this place out. It's on us to give them a show.
Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, with me now. Belton, are you as amped up as Shake and Bake?
Let's go. Let's go. It's time, Greg. I'm ready, man.
I'm jacked up for this game, too, man. It's going to be fun, I think. I'm glad it's Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions. I wanted it this way. I wanted to see our defense just keep him running and sack him as many times as we can. Do you think they're up for the task?
I know they're up for the task, Greg. And, you know, some of the guys that have had the rest and everything, they're back. You know, Michael Johnson, I think the middle of that Rider defense is really going to get out there of them. And, you know, the secondary, I think they're going to be able to keep pace with the DC line receivers. But again, it's going to be the pressure that the Riders bring in, six, seven guys. I think we're going to see it all day long that day.
Well, having the right to host this West Final certainly helped, as everyone is ready to go pretty much here. But man, let's give the Lions their due. They've won seven straight, including the semifinal last weekend. And I know we won two of three from them this season, but what do you like about the Lions? And I know you're not supposed to like the Lions, but what is it that you like that they could actually do?
Well, the thing that I like about is Rourke, right? He's a dual threat quarterback, Greg, right? If he gets out the pocket, you know, I think the game last week there, he had 66 yards rushing or somewhere in that range, right? And then his arm, he's got lots of weapons. I've mentioned the receivers and everything. But I think one guy that some people forget about is the running back, Butler.
Yes.
Right? He is a key piece to that offense as well, and he can hurt the Riders. But, again, I think the Rider defense heavy on this one, Greg.
Okay, Belton Johnson's here. I'm going to get to return to the game in a moment, the West Final, and get your prediction. But let's talk about out east, Montreal and the Ticats. What do you think's going to happen here?
Well, with that one, I don't know. I still think that I'm thinking the Alouettes, right? They have when it comes to playoff time, it's all about defense to me. And the Alouettes, their defense is pretty darn good. And I think they're going to get out to Bo Levi and the guys there in Hamilton. And with offensively, the Alouettes, Alexander, the quarterback, right? He is a key piece to that team, because when he plays, that team seems to play on another level, if you will.
Well, and they were so resilient against the Bombers, who looked like it was going to be a cakewalk. Then the Bombers came back, but Alouettes just fought back too. Okay, so I'm hearing the Alouettes and the Riders in the Grey Cup. By what score will the Riders win tomorrow?
Oh, man. I'm going 32-23 Riders in this one, Greg.
32-23 for you. Jamie and I have said 30-17 for the Riders. I say Riders 31. BC 28, Brett Lauther coming through for us, Belton.
Well, hey, if he comes through, he's going to be a GM around here. He better get it done, Greg.
He's going to get it done. I know he is. Kickoff set for 5:30. You'll pop by the Green Zone pregame show around 3:30, I bet, right?
That's correct, Greg. We'll be ready to go.
Are you feeling this city is got a bit of a vibe right now with this West Final in our own backyard?
Oh, I know it does. I've been seeing green all week this week here. Lots of fans walking around. I know in my neighborhood, everybody's ready to go. They've been talking about this game all week. So,
well, Premier Mo said it's Green and White Day today. So are you going to SGI wearing your original jersey you played in?
I don't know if I can fit it now, Greg.
You could. You look great these days, buddy. Hey, Belton, let's go Riders. Have a good weekend, pal.
Let's go. Have a good one, Greg.
Brothers and sisters, a George Reed from the Book of Lancaster. It's playoff time, and we're bringing the flock together. Friday Night Lights, Saturday and Sunday showdowns. And now, it's the Western Final. We will gather on the weekend to cheer and revel in the Riders' successes. You got to believe, my brothers and sisters, that Coach Corey will lead us to the promised land, to the W in Rider Nation, with the playbook of Trevor and AJ and Schaefer Baker and the leg of Lowther. Now listen, no football player shows up on Sunday and says, let's see what happens. No, sir. They study the blitzes, the crossing routes, and they gear up for a fight in the trenches. Can I get an amen? All this is the weekend of CJ and Campbell to punch those lions in the mouth. And to stand and cheer for found money and touchdown Tommy. Brothers and sisters, let us gather in the stands around our TV sets and rally behind our boys in green, for they will don their helmets and give it everything they've got. Today, my brothers and sisters, lift up your hands, put on that jersey, and yell at the top of your lungs, go Riders, go!
Yes, Premier Scott Moe, as I mentioned, called it Green and White Day today. The entire province. Wear your jerseys, he said.
Going to see the entire province come out and show their support and show their pride for our Saskatchewan Rough Riders team with Green and White Day this Friday, November the 7th. And then we're going to head towards Winnipeg next week.
Wow. Making the prediction for Winnipeg just like that. I think many Rider fans are. It's going to be a fun game. Kickoff at 5:30, the Green Zone pregame show. Starts at 3:30 right here on CJME. Hey, if you live in the East End near Chuka Boulevard, you might see Mayor Chad Pashinsky and Fire Chief Lane Jackson. They're going to be having a sod turning ceremony close to the noon hour, I think, at the corner of Chuka and Primrose Green Drive. That's where the new fire hall is going to go, Fire Station Number 8. And, of course, yesterday the mayor was on the show talking about how 11th, is going to reopen on Monday in downtown Regina. They'll have to come back next year and finish it off. But I also asked the mayor, too, how close Dewdney between Albert and Broad was to reopening.
That one is going to be closer to the kind of mid-end of November here. There's a little bit of work with the rails, the rail crossing there. So once that's done, that will also be ready to open for everybody.
Okay, I know a lot of local businesses that'll be happy about that, too. Remembrance Day coming up on Tuesday, and an initiative coming together from the federal government to help correct a wrong regarding the overlooked valor and sacrifice some Canadian soldiers have made, including those here in Regina. Joining me now is retired Lieutenant Colonel Ed Stanowski with details of a petition soon to be tabled in Parliament to consider awarding Canada's highest military honor, the Victoria Cross, to some very deserving soldiers. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you.
Nice to have you here. How did it ever come to where we needed a petition to make this happen?
It's somewhat interesting. Again, the Victoria Cross is the highest award for valor to any member of the forces, and it has to be for actions, selfless actions of valor in the face of the enemy. The last Canadian to be awarded a Victoria Cross was in 1945, right at the end of the war, and there has not been one awarded since then. Since 1993, Canada has had our own Victoria Crosses to be awarded. None have been awarded, yet we had some amazing acts of valor by Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan and in other places, in Korea and other places, and the thought has been that it's time to review it. No less than 25 files of individuals who have done great acts of valor in the face of the enemy. You know, there's Jesse La Rochelle and Willie McDonald from Regina are two names that come up. Willie is from Regina originally. Their selfless acts saved lives in Afghanistan, there's no question. And at this time when, as a nation, we tend to be somewhat fractured internally about different things, this is something I would offer, and others that are involved in it would say, is would bring Canada together, a positive.
So, Ed, can you give us an example or two why you think Jess and Willie are so deserving of this? this cross?
In Jess's case, Corporal LaRochelle's case, he stayed on his position during a prolonged night attack by the Taliban. Now, very early in the fight, a rocket-propelled grenade hit very close to him, threw him across the parapet he was on, broke three vertebrae in his back, separated retina out of his left eye, ruptured his left eardrum, among other injuries. He remained on the position all night, suppressing the enemy. The next day, when he was finally relieved, and there was a loss of Canadian lives, and one, his best friend was killed in that action, who was also with the platoon, and he refused to go taken care of until he had helped carry his deceased friend and comrade off the battlefield. And sadly, his wounds were such that he just passed away just last year, actually. But his actions that night in a very remote area of Afghanistan saved a lot of Canadian lives. And William McDonald's case is very similar. Master warrant officer led a section of men across an open field under very heavy fire to extract wounded and fallen Canadian soldiers. To be able to do that, they were pinned down in a very serious firefight for quite some time. And Willie continually exposed himself to Taliban fire, and his actions, you know, mirror Corporal LaRochelle's. And these are just two examples of individuals. Now, both of them were awarded the Star of Military Valor, which is the second highest medal for valor and bravery.
And I'm happy that you are able to recognize these gentlemen for my listeners here this morning, too, as Remembrance Day is approaching. I ask you, what are you thinking this Remembrance Day?
I've had the opportunity in places like West Africa and the Middle East and the Balkans and Afghanistan to see firsthand some of the amazing things that Canadian men and women did in the service of this country and the sacrifices that they made. And so I remember those men and women I served with, and I remember the great leadership that I had during my time in service. I'm very proud of people I served with. We, as soldiers, are asked sometimes to do things in far-off places that are certainly hard. When they're accomplished, we come home. And I think all Canadians need to take a moment around Remembrance Day and just think of our veterans. You don't want to be over-dramatic or anything, but we walk in the footsteps of giants.
That's well said.
Going back to this board that we hope, this independent board, it will review the files of the Star of Military Valor recipients. People can log in to online and put in petition 6661 in Ottawa, the House of Commons, and they can sign that petition. And that's significant. That will encourage the Prime Minister, hopefully, to set up this board that will review those files. It's petition 6661. There's an opportunity to sign that and give support.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Ed Stanowski, pleasure to have you on the show. And I appreciate all the words of wisdom and spreading the word about trying to get these men that cross. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Green and white day in Saskatchewan, as proclaimed by Premier Scott Moe and Coach Mace, fired up for the big game tomorrow.
I can't freaking wait. I just ask that everybody screaming their freaking tails off the entire game. Even if there's some adversity, that's what we need you more. Let's get freaking crazy, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Green is the freaking color, baby. Let's go.
It certainly is. Kickoff tomorrow, 5:30. Green Zone coverage starts at 3:30. We've got football this weekend. Perhaps a rush to tire stores to get ready for winter now as the white stuff is showing up. And there's no school Monday and Tuesday because of Remembrance Day. A lot of parents taking Monday off as well to have a chance to be with the kids as well, too. And so with all of that, let's not lose sight nor let the meaning of Tuesday slip away. Because the fact is, in 1918, World War I ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And it was called the War to End All Wars. But that just wasn't true. Many wars would follow. And today, worldwide peace still feels like a dream we keep reaching for. Yet in this country, brave men and women continue to stand on guard for you and for me. And I admire their courage, choosing to represent and fight for us, often in dangerous, life-threatening situations. My family and I, eternally grateful for them. It's why we wear poppies. We thank those who came before, for those who serve now, for keeping our freedom alive, and for stopping anyone who would try to take it away, because we are here, you and I, free to speak as we do now, because of them. Alive. Free. Because so many gave their lives so we could say these words without fear or silence. So this Remembrance Day, pause And think of those brave men and women who gave everything.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
We don't owe them all, but we owe them all. I'm always moved whenever I see a veteran kneel before the cenotaph in Victoria Park, or struggle to hold back tears in an interview as they talk about what they saw, what they lost, who they fought beside. Because every veteran shares that same story, right? The incredible bond with the person next to them. Not just fighting for their country, but fighting for one another. So let's remember the importance of wearing a poppy. Let's also remember to pause on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It never feels like enough, really, does it? To pause only once a year? When every day somewhere a brother, sister, mother, or father worries for the safety of someone serving right now. To all who stand on guard for me, for you, I just want to say thank you.